Perek Beis Mishnah Ches Gotvach Shavuot Tov Gut Chodesh to everybody. Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Yom Tov Shavuos is upon us, and here we are finishing the last statement of Hillel in Mishnayos Avos Perek Sheni. Hillel makes the following point and notes that there's a tendency that we have to think that the more we have, the happier we'll be, the more satisfied we will be, the more tranquil and the more inspired and ultimately happy we will be. However, Hillel teaches us that it depends what the more is. The more physical that we have, says Hillel, the less happier you'll be, the more complicated, trying your life will be. The more spiritual and the more Torah and the more Yira that you have, then indeed you will be more happy. The truth is, Hillel's statement is really a statement of Shlomo HaMelech already said, Ohev Kesef, Lo Yizba Kesef. Somebody who has money and is satisfied with what he has will really never be satisfied, will always want more. A lover of money, Lo Yizba Kesef, will never be satiated what he has. Ratza Mana, Ratza Masayim. If you have $100, you're going to want $200. And thus says Hillel, Marbe Basar, Marbe Rima. The more flesh, the more meat you eat, the more decay, the more weight, the more difficult it's going to be, and the more really disgusting you're going to feel. The more goods, the more homes, the more cars you have, the more possessions you own, the more complication, the more worry, the more difficulty you're going to have. Bididi Haveuvda, let me explain to you in my own life how I found this to be the case. Our entire life, we rented. We're married, Kanai and Har, Baruch Hashem, close to 20 years. And we never owned a home, whether it was in Eretz Yisrael, Washington Heights, or in Maryland. We never owned a home. And 2 years ago, Baruch Hashem, happily, we are owners of our very own house. But marbe nechas and marbe daiga, the more you have, the more worry you have. When you rent and you have a problem, you call the landlord. And the landlord will take care of the issue. The landlord pays for the issue to be fixed, whether it's a fridge, an oven, or whatever goes bad. It's not my responsibility. I'm the renter. And the tenant doesn't have the responsibility to take care of those things. If it breaks, then it becomes the problem of the landlord. And indeed, I never had to worry if something broke, and it obviously wasn't our fault if we didn't abuse the property inappropriately. That's the landlord's responsibility. But marbe nechasim, once you're a landowner, and once you are a homeowner, and the more things you have, marbe daiga, you have to worry about the plumbing, the electricity, you have to worry about the front lawn and the back lawn, and you have to worry when the air conditioner breaks and the heating breaks. Marbe nechasim, marbe daiga, it's true, the more physical, the more possessions you have, the more concerns, the more worry you're going to have. And the same thing is true with the car. Yerushalayim, we never owned a car. You didn't have a car. You live in the city. You get on a bus. You hop in a cab. You don't have to worry about the oil change. You don't have to be worried about the air or the heat breaking. You have no concerns. The battery, you don't have to deal with anything. You have a bus. You have transportation. You have city streets. You deal with it. You're going about your own way. Somebody once told me a great line, that a car is like a child without any nachas. Yeah, with your kids, you have issues, you have healthy, normal problems. So you get nachas along the way with some pushback. But a car is a child without any nachas. And how true that is. You have to take it in every 2 months and every 3 months if you're lucky, if that's all you have to do is take an oil change. That's on a good day, on a good month, in a good year. But otherwise, you have to fix this and to fix that, and it's never $18 or $20 or $50 or $100. You can't leave the car mechanic as great as the car mechanic is with a bill under three digits, if you're lucky. Marbe nechasim, marbe daiga. And Hillel continues and tells us the same thing is true with the gamut of things. Marbe noshim, marbe kishafi, marbe shvachos, marbe zima, marbe avodim, marbe gezel. You think you're going to have more benefit from having more wives, from having more slaves and servants and help in your house? It's just going to cause greater problems, because the more you own, the more you have, the more physical possessions that you have, the more you have to be concerned and nervous about and worried about. As the Chafetz Chaim was once asked, how come your home is not posh? How come your home is not set up and established? And he said, if I was a person who was traveling, what would I have in my home? I would have very few possessions. I would have a simple couch and a bed. That's all I would have. No traveler really is looking for something out of the ordinary when you're going on vacation, so you want to have a nice place to stay. So the Chafetz Chaim said, I'm a traveler in this world, and I'm here for a specific and a short amount of time. Therefore, I furnish my home simply, because it's only 120 years. And the more I have, the more it's going to take away from what I really should be focusing on during the 120 years that I have on this earth. I want to be able to focus on Torah, and I want to focus on helping people. I want to focus on davening. And the more possession I have, the more I'm going to have to be concerned about, the more I'm going to have to dote over and to worry about and to fix and to groom and to care and to need and to take care of. Therefore, I'd rather keep simpler, smaller, basic, because the more I have, the more worry, the more concern. But the inverse, says Hillel, is when it comes to spiritual acquisitions. Says Hillel, marbe Torah, marbe chayim. If I learn more, if I study more, I'm giving life to myself. Not only life in the next world, but life in this world. There's nothing more exciting. There's nothing more that makes a person feel successful and accomplished than when you study Torah. You're giving life, you're adding years. Mar be yeshiva, mar be chachma, the more learning I do, the more wisdom I have. Mar be etza, mar be svuna, the more understanding I have is based upon the counsel that I receive. Mar be tztaka, mar be shalom, if I give more tztaka, I'm creating more peace in the world. Thus, we have to appreciate and to understand what the more in life that I'm looking for is. And this is the last statement that we have from Hillel in this string of Mishnayos. And Hillel leaves us with the most powerful thought that we should take with us as we prepare for the Yantiv Arshuas, Man Matan Tarasenu, Kabbalah Satorah. What do I want? What am I accepting? What am I looking for? And there's no question that during these coronavirus-filled months, one of the greatest lessons that I believe each of us have picked up is that we need much less material than we thought we needed previously. How many of us are seeking and are looking for more possession? We're happy with what we have. We're learning to be satisfied with less. We're learning more. We're listening to more shiurim. We have more time to spend with our family. On some level, there's more tranquility, more calm, more equilibrium, more peace, more calm, more quiet, more serenity, because we're not running after things, and the possessions that we have aren't the things that are the focus of our day-to-day. Thus, says Hillel, that's the way we should look at life, not just now, not just on Shabbos, not just on Yontif, but to consistently begin to be people who are looking for more spirituality, more satisfaction, and more tranquility in the world of the spirit, in the world of Ruchnius. Because the more we have there, the more fulfilled we'll feel in this world and in the next. But when we're looking for more physical possessions, we shouldn't think that once I hit that, or once I get that amount, then it'll be okay. Because it's never enough. It's almost like a drug, a gateway. The more we want of something, the more naturally that we will be pushed to want even more. We're never going to be satisfied. It's just that Cadillac, and once you have that Cadillac, I'm going to need the Mercedes. And once I have the Mercedes, I'm going to need the Tesla. Once I have the Tesla, then there's never enough. There's never satisfaction. Once it's this car, then it's the next. And once it's this home, then it's that. It's never enough. It's impossible to quench that thirst for physical desire. And if we're able to be satisfied with what we have, and if we're able to appreciate what we have, those things come together. Let's never forget, marbe nechasim, marbe daiga. The more physical possessions we have, the more worry we have. However, the more spiritual desire, the more spiritual possessions we own, the greater and the stronger soul that we are building for ourselves here in Olam Hazeh and in the world to come. Blessing everybody. A beautiful Chodesh ahead, a beautiful Yontif in the few days ahead. And this should be one of our Kabbalos for Kabbalah Satorah, Marbe Torah, Marbe Chayim.